Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you along. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Because you've been
Chapter 8 with Church Gospel Radio Station. When we come, praise Lord, Lord, so worthy to be praised. Amen. This gospel music Bible scripture tonight, we'll have some church here. We'll start with scriptures from New Old Testament prayer, and we will have our church. Old Testament comes from Isaiah, 2nd chapter, verse to 5th verse. Isaiah, 2nd chapter, verse to 5th verse. And it reads, "This was Isaiah's son, Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, 'Come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of God of Jacob, his ways, so that we may walk in his path.' Law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes with many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take the sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Our New Testament comes from Romans 8 chapter 1 to 6 verse. Romans 8 chapter 1 to 6 verse. And it reads, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his Son in the likeness of simple flesh to be sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. May God bless you and use his word. And we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the midst of thought upon us. We thank you for families. We thank you for God and the pandemic season and continuing blessings. We thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for looking upon us, having blessings on. Look upon us, the consortium, and all of us that need your prayer, knowing that as long as we look to you and you and us, all things will be blessed. And through all things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's start to have some real church coming on.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. He can heal.
And he can mend
a broken heart. He
can mend your broken heart.
He has
a miracle.
To fix your
about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free if you will. God, you promised me. Said he would. I can hear.
background sick.
Amen. We always need to thank the Lord for what he has done. We have our scriptures again with starting with Isaiah 44 chapter 1st to 5th verse. Isaiah 44 chapter 1st to 5th verse. And it reads, "But now listen, Jacob, my servant, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on the descendants. They will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees by falling streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's, and I will take the name Israel." New Testament. Philippians 1st chapter 12 through 18 verse. Philippians 1st chapter 12 through 18 verse. And it reads, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what you happen to be to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that Some preached Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. Later do so out of love, knowing that I am but here for the defense of the gospel. The former preached Christ out of selfish ambition sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. God bless for you to hear his word. That's just some more gospel music.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. Amen. With all the stuff we have, can't make without the Lord. Our next scripture will come from 1 Samuel 17, chapter 45 to 49 verse. 1 Samuel 17, chapter 45 to 49 verse. And it reads, David said to Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him, reaching into his bag and taking out a stone. He slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. May God bless you in his word. More gospel.
Thank you. matters with you.
I almost gave up.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord is with you. Be with them. This is our last scripture for tonight. Revelations 8 chapter, 1st to 5th verse. Revelation 8 chapter, 1st to 5th verse. And it reads, when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel, who had a golden censer, stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it up on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumbling, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. May God bless Jesus' word. Our great night of church and gospel. May God bless you and God keep you. Until our next show, just remember that, know that our Father can hear us. Thank you.